Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 12th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. In September, India banned over 170 China-based apps, including PUBG Mobile, due to its ties to Tencent. The South Korean PUBG Corporation now says it plans to create a new Indian subsidiary company to oversee a relaunched version of the title designed for the Indian market. The game would maximize data security and cater to local preferences and feature changes like characters now starting fully clothed, using green liquid instead of blood, and setting the game in a virtual simulation training ground rather than real life. The PUBG Corporation also pledged to invest $100 million in the Indian gaming, esports, entertainment, and IT industries. At the time of the ban, PUBG Mobile was the most downloaded and top-grossing game in India. Instagram began rolling out an update that puts shopping and Reels on the app's bottom navigation bar. The Reels button is now in the middle of the bar, replacing the Create New Post shortcut, with the Shopping tab replacing Activity. Activity and New Post buttons are now placed in the upper right corner next to the Messages inbox. Google announced that it will stop offering unlimited storage for compressed images and videos backed up in Google Photos as of June 1st, 2021. After that date, Google will offer users 15 gigabytes of media backups, with further storage requiring a Google One subscription. All media uploads prior to June 1st will not count against this new cap. Pixel owners will still be able to upload unlimited high-quality images to Google Photos. Google claims 80% of users won't hit that 15 gigabyte cap for 3 years. Amazon announced a new Care Hub feature for Echo devices designed to assist caregivers in monitoring older users. Once accounts are linked, caregivers can send alerts to Echo devices, as well as access high-level monitoring reports for things like lights left on in the house. Echoes can also then be configured to immediately send a push notification to a caregiver when told to call for help. Amazon also announced that Amazon Voice services for U.S.-based English language users will now be able to infer goals implicit in requests, offering, for example, to set a timer when a user asks about how long to steep tea. Goal inference will be based on if a user has responded to voice assistant suggestions in the past, will be improved by active learning over time, with the algorithm suppressing suggestions determined to be underperforming on utility. Amazon says developers won't have to change Echo apps to take advantage of this, but using Amazon's name-free interaction toolkit in apps will provide more natural hooks for integration. Apple released version 3 of its Test Flight beta testing application, which now supports automatic updates on iOS, iPadOS, and tvOS. Previously, users running a beta had to go into the Test Flight app to initiate an update to a new version. Apple says this will allow developers to ensure all beta users are running the latest versions for more consistent reporting. A new study from security researchers from NortonLifeLock and IMDEA Software Institute found that 67% of unwanted and malware app installs on Android came from the Google Play Store. This study looked at the origin of app installations across 12 million Android devices from June through September 2019, analyzing 34 million APK installs. The Play Store accounted for 87% of overall app installs in the study. Alternative app marketplaces came in second, with 10% of unwanted installs. Overall, the study found 12 major categories for app installations, including web browsers, mobile device management services, instant messaging platforms, and sideloaded through a local file manager. Microsoft's Director of Identity Security, Alex Weinert, has spent the past year encouraging Microsoft users to enable multi-factor authentication. However, in a new blog post, Weinert advises that users avoid telephone-based MFA solutions, if possible, citing known security issues in telephone networks. These include SMS and voice calls being transmitted in clear text, the easy availability of phishing tools to acquire phone-based MFA codes, and the prevalence of SIM-swapping attacks to transfer phone numbers to an attacker's SIM. Weinert expects the security gap between phone-based MFA and other solutions to widen in the future. Weinert recommends authenticator apps as a more secure solution, with hardware security keys as the most secure option. Samsung announced the Exynos 1080 system on a chip, a premium phone chipset that offers 8 CPU cores, 10 GPU cores, and an integrated 5G modem capable of both sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave. The Exynos 1080 is built on a 5-nanometer process, includes a dedicated neural processing unit and DSP, with an image signal processor capable of supporting a 200-megapixel sensor. Samsung did not announce any launch devices for the new SoC. And finally, a new investor note by analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports that Apple is unlikely to release an updated version of the iPhone SE until the second half of 2021. Kuo has previously reported that an updated iPhone SE will feature a 5.5-inch screen. Apple released the current iPhone SE model back in April. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.